Hello there, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. Today, we're going to talk about health anxiety because I have been talking about it kind of here and there on the edges of a lot of episodes, and I thought we should just have like an episode about health anxiety where we just talk about what it is, my experience with it, and how it's impacting, you know, kind of everything in my life. Yay. So if you have not heard of health anxiety, you probably have. You just don't realize it. So health anxiety used to be called hypochondria, which, you know, we've all heard the term hypochondriac, which is a person with health anxiety. They changed the name, I think, probably just because hypochondriac became such a stigmatized word, right? But I don't know. There might be more behind it, behind the name change, but it's now known as health anxiety, and your girl has it like real bad, and not with my physical health, thank goodness, right? Like that would just be an extra layer of hard, but I do have it with my mental health. And health anxiety or hypochondria is when small things go wrong or feel off, or you read about someone else's experience with something gone wrong or feeling off. And it's like, it's so funny being very aware of your health anxiety. It's not funny. It's terrible. But it's interesting. We'll go with that. Because before I was aware that I had health anxiety is very, very scary because you truly, truly believe that you have something, you have something, some kind of disorder, disease, condition, you know, whatever, something is wrong. And before you realize that you have health anxiety, it feels like it's true and no one's taking you seriously. And then you start to realize, okay, wait, I'm probably not the one person who has literally everything in the DSM. I'm probably not the exception to the rule, right? I might be, but I'm probably not. And when you realize that, you become more aware of your health anxiety. And that opens a whole other can of worms, right? Because once you're aware you have health anxiety, it becomes really difficult to treat your actual illnesses. First of all, because if it gets put in your official medical file, people just stop listening to you. Right. I'm very lucky in that I've never been formally diagnosed with health anxiety or hypochondria, because people just stop listening to you if they see that in your file. They just don't take you seriously at all. And I understand the hesitation because we do get so obsessive about the things that we think are wrong. But also, like, we're still human. We still have illnesses and diseases and need help with real things, you know, and we need help with the health anxiety as well. That's a whole other thing that we can talk about. But I think it's pretty undeniable, despite my lack of formal diagnosis, I think it's pretty undeniable that I have health anxiety. I truly, truly, truly believed at some point in the last 10 years that I have had everything in the DSM, literally everything. Now, to be fair, I have actually turned out to have some of those things, but it's really difficult to kind of parse out, okay, am I just being obsessive? Is this the health anxiety sneaking in and convincing me of things that are not true? Or am I simply noticing something that before was covered up because I had other untreated issues that took precedence? So let me give you some specifics so that we can stop talking about this so nebulously. So for me, a big thing I'm wrestling with right now is whether or not I have something called OSDD, which is otherwise specified dissociative disorder. There we go. And part of me is like, yes, you have this. Like, it feels really obvious now. Another part of me is like, well, you might have it, but you might not. We should do more research. We should talk to doctors. We should talk to our therapists, all that stuff. And another part of me is like, girl, this is your health anxiety again. Like, there is no way you have this. But I want to say that the voice that says, quote, there's no way you have this, is a little ableist, to be fair, because that little voice tries to tell me, like, there's no way you have this because it's really rare, it's really severe, and you're fucking fine. First of all, dissociative disorders are not rare. They're about as common as, what are some of the other disorders that are just as common as? Just as common as schizophrenia, I believe. And I think just as common as, less common than ADHD, but there's something else. I won't get hung up on it. But anyway, it's just as common as schizophrenia. People view dissociative disorders as being really rare, really severe. And like, that's the way our media portrays them. And I'm not saying they're not severe. Like, for sure, if you have a dissociative disorder, like, it impacts your life in huge ways. But it doesn't mean you're like completely, it doesn't mean you have to be completely non-functional, or it doesn't have to be super obvious that you have it. It can be, and that's totally fine. But the thing about dissociative disorders especially is that they are designed to be hidden. The whole point of a dissociative disorder is for no one to know that you have it, including yourself. Which is really, really fucking hard when you have health anxiety, because now I'm like, well, do I just think I might not have it because it's covert and I'm in denial, which is super common. It's actually, I think it's one of the diagnostic criteria. Maybe not. It might just be one of the really common aspects of dissociative disorders, is that many people are like, no, I couldn't possibly, right? Or is it health anxiety? And I just think I have this because I read a little bit about it and I related to it a little bit, but we all relate to pretty much every mental health condition out there at least a little bit, or at least I do. I relate to all of them a little bit, but that doesn't mean I have them, right? Because you can relate a little bit without like having the full spectrum of that experience. So, and it doesn't help that like everyone experiences dissociative disorders differently. I've found a really interesting and helpful community of people with dissociative disorders on Instagram, and that's been really helpful. I've been thoroughly enjoying some accounts that I will link in the show notes, because I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but I'll link them in the show notes in case you are interested. And yeah, so health anxiety, man, it sucks. It really sucks. I wish that my brain just knew what was wrong and what wasn't. But like, that's not how anything works, you know? Like, it's so tricky. It's just, I don't even know how to talk about health anxiety. That's how trippy it is. Like, it's so annoying. And not just annoying, I should say. My health anxiety is so much better than it used to be. It is annoying to me now. It used to be life-ruining. Like, literally, I'm not exaggerating at all. Life-ruining. Like, relationship-destroying, selfhood-eroding, life-ruining obsession. It was so bad. It was so bad. I was so obsessed. It was all I could think about all day, every day. It was so exhausting, and nobody wanted to talk to me about it anymore because I just kept talking in circles, but I didn't know how to get out of the circle, and it was awful, like really awful. I don't want my current relationship with my health anxiety to make you think that it's like not a big deal, or like, oh, she has such bad health anxiety, or like, I don't want you thinking I don't have health anxiety, because I definitely do. It's just much better managed. I'm on medications that help with it a little bit, and I'm, you know, in therapy. And it really helps, honestly, that I got diagnoses that do feel right. I think part of what drove my health anxiety for so long was a misdiagnosis. I was misdiagnosed, and part of me knew that it wasn't right. And so, like, I just kept freaking out about it over and over. But I also, because of all my internalized ableism and shame, I couldn't let go of that misdiagnosis without feeling like I was this, like, big, bad, horrible person. And so it, like, yeah, it was a whole thing. You guys ever been in that situation where it's like, well, they diagnosed me with XYZ, I don't think I have XYZ, but if I don't have XYZ, then that means all of these behaviors and problems I'm noticing are just because I suck as a person. And you don't want that to be true. So you cling to the diagnosis you know is wrong. And yeah, that's where I was for a really long time. And it sucked. I think part of what has relieved my health anxiety is finally having my autism and ADHD diagnoses and recognizing that these explain my life so much better than only depression and anxiety, which I'm not even sure I have anxiety, y'all. Like, my husband's like, Megan, you have anxiety. But I think I have health anxiety specifically, but like generalized, I'm really not sure I do. I think maybe I did at one point, but I don't know that I do anymore. I definitely have depression. Like, that's a big one for me. But like, even the depression has been, like, if we're talking about like it has to be 2 weeks long, like I haven't had a full 2 week long depression in like a long time, which is great. I'm super grateful. No complaints here. But like, what's interesting, and the reason I'm really thinking I might, you know, be a dissociated system of some kind is because I will experience the depths of depression, but only for a limited time, like for a day or two, or even for a couple hours. And I know you might be like, well, Megan, that sounds a little bit like borderline, but I don't have all the other stuff that goes with borderline necessarily. So instead, what I'm experiencing is these very specific mood and cognitive states that are very distinct from each other. And I don't feel like I get to control which state I'm in. And to me, that sounds like a system, but I don't really know. So anyway, this is just a little deep dive into my health anxiety, my thoughts on OSDD and all that stuff, because that's what's on my brain right now. If there are other topics y'all want me to talk about, I would love to. I would love to get off of this topic of health anxiety and OSDD, but I think I need to be assessed for OSDD in order for this to really go away. I need someone who understands OSDD, who I trust around dissociation and stuff, to assess me and go from there. I think that's really the only way out of this for me, which is okay. I'm allowed to need help. You know, like that's a big thing I've had to work on. But anyway, hopefully these episodes will not be solely focused on health anxiety and dissociation for the rest of time. Hopefully it's just a right now thing. Hopefully you find them interesting at least. And like I said, if you want me to talk about other topics, just email me. My email is in the show notes. So that is all I have for you today. Thank you all so much for keeping coming back and keeping listening. It really means a lot when I check the stats and I see that people are like, I mean, I guess I don't know by the stats if you're enjoying this podcast, but the fact that you keep coming back indicates you probably do, which makes me very happy. I hope that you enjoy it and I hope that this is helpful, and I will talk to you all next time.